In our Vietnamese culture, we've always have first the respect of our mother. But as a Vietnamese Catholic, I remember when I was young, we were always taught to love the Blessed Mother. My grandma, before going to Sunday Mass or any solemnity Mass, she would always ask me to take her to the Marian Grotto. And since she was blind, I had to take her. And so I would have to stand there waiting for her to pray. And even though when I was young, I didn't really appreciate that practice, but I would always remember how devout or how loving she is spending time with the Blessed Mother. And one of the pictures that are dear to me right now, I have it on my computer, is a picture of my grandmother holding me as a baby right in front of the Blessed Mother. That is to tell me the love of the Blessed Mother for us as Vietnamese Catholics are really crucial. As a matter of fact, in every Vietnamese Mass you go, the closing hymn is always a Marian hymn, always a Marian hymn. And it's always to remind us that it's through Mary, at Jesum per Mariam, to Jesus through Mary. That our Blessed Mother really hold nothing back to herself, but through her, we always learn to love Jesus as she did, in good times and in bad, in times of doubts as well as in times of blessing. Mary spoke little, but we know the impact that she made within the life of her own son, as well as the life of the apostles. So therefore, we're being reminded too that in the day and age where everybody loves to say their little pieces about every single thing, we are being reminded that we don't have to be vocal or have to assert our voice in everything. But by our lives, we speak louder than our words. Mary did that. And Mary teaches us that it's okay to walk silently without other people knowing as long as we walk with the Lord. That's a hard lesson for us to realize that it's perfectly okay to not be recognized by anyone else as long as we walk by the Lord, because the Lord knows. And that's why today we celebrate the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Assumption is different than the Ascension. Jesus ascended by his own power at the second person of God, because he is God himself. Mary would assume into heaven through the grace of God. Mary is the work of grace, the work of God, manifestation of his love upon his disciples, to which our Blessed Mother is the greatest example of discipleship. Not only in the good times of the Nativity, but also in the times of standing at the foot of the cross. Not only in the times when she was working in Jesus' own public ministry, but also in the time of waiting for the descent of the Holy Spirit on the upper room. Mary went through it all, so she is now for us in the scripture, and now in reality, in the salvation history and in the history of grace, the great example of what it means to be a disciple. And that's why God assumed her body and soared up into heaven to tell us where she is now at the great disciple of faith, we shall be at the end of the age. Mary, at the new Ark of the Covenant, reminds us that where she is now in heaven, both body and soul, we shall be at the end of the age, when God will make all things new and when he will bring everything to fulfillment. Our Blessed Mother teaches us that if our hearts belong to God now, So will our soul and our body will be when the end comes. We as human beings, as Americans, don't like to talk about the end, but the end is sure. But if we know where our end is, then we always know that it never something unplanned or something that God didn't see, because we always know that deep within our heart, God had always been with us. From the beginning of time, the early church had always believed in the dormition of Mary. As a matter of fact, we can find in so many different writings of the saints and the church fathers telling us that she went to sleep in peace and the angel lifted her up, and her body, it was never found. So that's from the beginning of the church. And so when the Holy Father pronounced this doctrine, it was not something that grasped out of the air. It was based on the tradition that we always held. Our Blessed Mother was assumed by the mighty power of God to be the example of where we shall be at the end of the age. So therefore, I pray and I hope that we contemplate the example of the Blessed Mother, always walking with the Lord in silence, in love, in devotion, so that where we have begin now in our journey of faith, one day we shall be when we are united in our heavenly homeland.